Hey everybody, Sandman here. So I hope you guys are enjoying these Meme of the Week episodes as much as I'm enjoying making them. Remember to like, share, and subscribe because I actually want to make more of these. So the first one this week is a comic book from Ben Garrison that shows us exactly why there's an incel problem and why genetics matter the most. If you're short with darker skin and think you can put on a ton of muscle and then get your hands on some muff, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. If you think this is just something found in comic books, then look at this image of Raj looking all ripped. Then you have these two dudes, and it seems that the woman wants the taller guy on the left. Number two, we've all seen AI-generated women the last little while. And these women aren't real, but for the average man, they can't tell the difference. But just like if you don't want to get tricked by a trap for the most part, you need to look at their hands. And the same can be said for AI-generated women. This one was created by ImagineAI, imgnai.com. And it's just the beta testing version right now. Wait until this gets a lot better and better, and OnlyFans girls then get unemployed. Plus, it's probably going to be men making the AI girls and collecting what's left of the simp bucks out there. Speaking of OnlyFans, the creator, Confused Cad, mentions that she made $100 in 1 month, which is more than 63% of other creators on the platform. So with AI-generated giners, we're probably going to see 95% of women on there making $100 or less. Looks like McDonald's jobs it is. Unless Mickey D starts to automate all their stores, of course. Then it's time for BJ's for Big Macs. Moving on, it looks like Cloud World gets a lot crazier, as trans inmates in Scotland are playing Drop the Soap in women's prison and getting women pregnant. Who knows, this might be a new reproductive strategy for incels. Get thrown into prison after going trans and having a ratio of 100 women for each of them. Number 5, next we have a woman not taking accountability for cheating on her husband with the black man. It's the ultimate form of it's not my fault, and she wins the gaslighting award of the year. Funny enough, the husband will probably still end up paying child support. Next, we have that TikToker that was also doing OnlyFans that shamed the man in the gym that was looking at her from last week. Well, now she's apologizing for calling a man a feral weirdo for trying to help her at the gym. Men at the gym are oftentimes white knighting and making sure that women don't hurt themselves while lifting weights. Keeping an eye out on them usually has nothing to do with any kind of muff driving. Number 7 appears to be another man that cheated on his wife with a black woman. Luckily for him, she forgave him, and they can now raise their healthy baby boy together. That sure is one loving family. Now take a look at what male feminists are really doing to themselves. Many think that if they're allies to women that they will get tons of action. But in the end, they're just going to be the useful idiot incels in most cases, and they'll be the first ones cast aside if women ever make up the majority of the government. Moving on, you'll never see star cucks the same way again. One disgruntled employee is also sick and tired of all the Instagram thoughts taking selfies with their coffees that he actually started covering up the logos. This guy's an absolute mad lad, it seems. Number 10, someone asked ChatGPT to tell him a joke about women, and it says it can't because that's too offensive. But it has no problem telling jokes about men and asked the user, why do men like smart women? Because opposites attract, don't you know? God help us all if the AI Terminator is programmed by purple-haired hippos. Next, we have a post from the Passport Bros, and this guy looks to be doing some geomaxing. What he doesn't realize is that she's probably already got a husband and kids, secretly, and he's supporting them with his money. He fell for the cooking and cleaning that she gave him. That's a novelty for most Western men that have never seen Western women do it before. I dated a Filipina, and if my mother hadn't done that stuff for me while I was growing up, I probably would have fallen for it too. It's like Hansel and Gretel. She's just fattening you up physically and metaphorically before she makes your life a living hell. Number 12 takes the award for the greatest troll or the dumbest gal. You pick. God help us all if she thinks that Wakanda is a real place. Of course, she's the same woman that would complain about gentrification if white people came to her rundown part of Chicago and then cleaned it up. But when the white people leave, they complain about white flight. When they come back, it's gentrification, and they can't afford to live there anymore. I wish they could actually make up their minds. Do they want whites to stay or go? Moving on, we've got a banker that's turned himself into a genderless dragon. Whatever the hell that's supposed to be. This transhumanist and transgender thing is wrecking lives, all in the name of people picking their own identities. Maybe his son will talk to him again if he successfully auditions and gets the role of the dragon in Game of Thrones. This next image shows you just how much power females are getting in the sexual marketplace these days. A woman's gotta have standards, don't you know? In a strange plot twist, the individual on the right is also a woman. But unfortunately, her vajayjay isn't as deep as the belly button on the one on the left. Funny enough, in Korea, one would have to take the stairs while the other would take the escalator. Notice that they also put up a barricade to prevent the larger lasses from getting through. Number 15, if you haven't seen the film Forrest Gump, then don't. It's a horror film for men. Forrest ends up becoming Beta Bucks for his crush Jenny, after she rides the carousel for 20 years, and he gets rich buying Apple stock and starting a shrimp business. She probably cucks him with some other man's downy baby too. Next we have the cast of Harry Potter 20 years later, and they've all hit the wall really hard. Except for the Asian actress. I guess the passport bros may have a point after all. Maybe there's a curse on these women because they all seem to have aged off a cliff and hit the wall at the bottom of it. Maybe it's J.K. Rowling casting a spell on them or something. Most of us probably wouldn't want them to touch our wands at this point. Number 17 is my favorite for the week. A woman from Illinois stole almost $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. Channeling my inner Norm MacDonald, in an unrelated story, an 18-wheeler filled with watermelons was hijacked, and authorities are still looking for it. To that, many of you are going to say, how dare you, fool? Moving on, it looks like the old story that sperm is only worth 10 cents is no longer the case. Considering that some conspiracy theorists are worried about long-term genetic effects of getting the jab, I'm not surprised this sort of stuff is happening. Number 19 looks like the Tate brothers are probably going to spend 6 months in jail. And the judges said that the two women that say they aren't victims actually are, and that they were brainwashed. I'm guessing they'll keep them locked up until the world forgets about them. I'm thinking that should be about 15 years or so. Next, we have an old image from Pornhub that's obviously fake, where they say for a week only Ebony videos will be available. I guess they didn't make much money that particular week if they did it. I guess that someone should have told them that there are sites out there that do the exact same thing that they do. And if they don't give people what they want, then others will. Moving on, this is a story about a friend-zone simp discovering that he's a trans woman, so that he can transition and then convince his lesbian crush that it's transphobic not to date him. And apparently it worked. And now they've been a trans-bian-lesbian couple for the last 6 months. Number 22, we have Zelensky's wife before and after $40 billion. Looks like Ukraine doesn't need any more big guns if most of their girls are packing like her. They can just seduce the Russians and poison them after they sleep with them or something. This next image is the most popular one for the week. But in the immortal words of Matthew McConaughey, those are rookie numbers. But in reality, she's got a higher body count than most of combat veterans. Plot twist, now that she's ready to conceive, she can't. Women celebrating the number of abortions they've had are celebrating the decline of Western civilization. Number 24 shows you just how happy the most starved men out there are to get even the smallest bit of female validation and attention. Funny enough, the husband shouldn't be at the top, but instead her friends with benefits guy should. The second image, of course, makes a lot more sense. It's really the cuck normie that's about to get cheated on and divorce raped that would be celebrating the most. Moving on, we have another woman that's dating while pregnant. The guys that go out and date her are as dumb as those that go out driving while drunk. Get ready to compete, gentlemen, because she doesn't want to hook up, but instead is looking for a serious long-term boyfriend. Of course, she also says that he has very high standards, which is the complete opposite of the men that are willing to date her. Number 26, speaking of being pregnant, this next Daily Mail article suggests that maybe we should start using brain-dead women as surrogates. You know that somewhere out there, if this is being approved, some company's going to kidnap a bunch of ladies and give them the old Kill Bill Volume 1 treatment, where they introduce them to Buck, and he came here to fuck. Number 27 is all about men supposedly creating AI girlfriends and then verbally abusing them. I don't think women will let this go until they pass rights for love dolls, AI, and anything else that threatens their monopoly over males. Of course, it'll probably fail because programmed AI is not alive, but that won't stop them from trying. The final meme of the week is a woman waiting on the tracks for a train, because you know that anything's a dildo if she's brave enough. Rumor is it that the train was never seen again. Newsflash though, I photoshopped the train in. But even if there really was a train, her teeth would probably stop it. So that's it for episode number 3. I hope you guys are enjoying these just as much as I'm making them. Remember, I'm demonetized, so if you want to sponsor me, the PayPal or Subscribestar links are down below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.